Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
On the house and with FanDuel Sports. It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Barrett back with you. The Top 4 at 4 brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Here's Adam Hickman.
Thank you, Russell. Number 1, if you're just now joining us, Justin Gainey has been hired as the newest assistant for Rick Barnes. He spent the last 3 years as the associate head coach at Marquette. He's also made career stops at App State, Arizona, and Santa Clara.
Yeah, another veteran to go along with the young guy that they added, Rod Clark, and then, of course, Schwartz staying is key. I don't think you want to go into a big season like next year with three new assistants, so hopefully they can keep Mike Schwartz happy and they can ease that transition. But you know, Bear, there's something to be said for some new blood. I know last year was a weird year for everyone because of COVID and all that stuff, but it didn't go the way we wanted it to. And you know, we all like Des Oliver and Kim English. I don't think those guys were in any way responsible for the disappointment of last season, but maybe it's time for a refreshing of the pipeline, so to say.
You don't want to stay stagnant. Always got to be changing. Number 2, former Chiefs assistant Britt Reid has received his charges today. They are charging him with a felony DUI, cited that he displayed actions of criminal negligence when he got behind the wheel of a car intoxicated, and this charge carries a maximum of 7 years.
Wow.
Kind of feel like that's not a heavy enough charge, in my opinion.
I don't know, man.
Especially just having 7 years as the maximum.
What happened to the little kid? Is she all right?
She didn't die.
She came out of the coma?
I don't know that she's out of the woods by any means. I mean, it's just, what, a seven-year-old little girl that's, you know, facing lifelong repercussions because this jackass couldn't call a cab. Has a history of substance abuse. I don't know, man. I'm very draconian when it comes to driving under the influence. Bury him.
Number 3, Mac McClung hit the transfer portal yesterday. He averaged 15
Mac
points,
McClung.
2 rebounds, and 2 assists.
What do you think, Bear? Should we kick the tires on the Mac attack?
I mean, why not? I figured he'd end up going with Beard to Texas.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It doesn't – I'm always leery of, in recruiting, the guys who've transferred and played at a bunch of different schools. And
– so he started off at Georgetown, then he went to Texas Tech.
Yeah, it'll be his third college in 3 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, in 4 years, but in – Georgetown to Texas Tech to whatever his new school in the past 3 years.
Yeah, true.
So, and I just don't know from his perspective. I wish we had recruited him out of high school. I wish he had come here then. But now, we don't know what's going on there, why he can't stay in one place for more than a year or two. And I don't know that – I'm sure he's going to want to go somewhere where he starts and is – playing a lot of minutes. I don't know that that's guaranteed here.
Yeah, he said that he really wanted to prioritize the NBA draft this next year where he decides to go. So he's going to go somewhere he thinks that's going to give him the best boost to his draft stock.
I mean, I think he would play here. It could play here, but it's not a given. I mean,
he didn't make an All-Big 12 team.
all the guys that we have on the wing coming back. I mean, you're talking about, obviously, Kennedy Chandler, Justin Powell, Vescovi, Triple J. Am I leaving somebody out? You know, Mayshak coming in.
Bailey.
Yeah, Victor Bailey Jr. Maybe you add another player in there as well. So I don't see that being an option Barnes pursues, but could be wrong.
And wrapping it up, number four, Tennessee State has hired Eddie George as their newest head football coach.
What?
Should be a fine hire as long as Bill Duff's team is not on the schedule.
Has he ever coached before?
I don't know. I had heard that T. Martin was going to be in line to get that job.
I'd have hired T. Martin before I hired Eddie George. T. Martin's got experience.
If you're T. Martin, would you rather be the receivers coach with the Ravens or the head coach at TSU?
If I'm T?
Yeah.
Probably wide receivers coach at the Ravens. NFL jobs are NFL jobs. You know, you don't have to recruit. You don't have to worry about. I mean, it's just a whole slew of problems you don't have to worry about.
And especially at TSU, I mean, it's going to be – he's been used to Tennessee and USC, right? And he had been at some smaller schools before and had even coached in high school. So I don't think it would have been foreign to him. But you get used to that D1 lifestyle, and now you're with the Ravens going to TSU. You got to really want to be a head coach, right? And I just don't know if that's – something that's a priority for him.
I could not find any coaching stops on Mr. George's resume either.
He's never coached. And you're going to make him head coach of, you know, I realize it's not Division I, but I mean, it's still Tennessee State. You're just going to hire this guy? I mean, that's insane.
Is it any more or less sane than hiring Deion Sanders?
I mean, Deion had a little bit of experience.
Yeah.
And he's a lot better of a pro than Eddie George was.
I wouldn't go that far. Watch your mouth. It's Eddie George you're talking about, Tennessee Titan.
It's an interesting question. I'd say they are very similar. Who had a better pro career? I'd say Deion Sanders is probably more well-known and publicized.
He's got a ring or two.
Yeah. He had a couple. 49ers, Cowboys.
Yeah. Eddie George is awfully good with the Titans. That was back when I liked the Titans. Eddie George, Steve McNair, Dyson.
Both Hall of Famers for sure.
Yeah. Couldn't gain a yard on my guy, though.
Deion has double the amount of Pro Bowls.
By the way, talking about – just getting back, that just jogged my memory of the Braves. I was thinking about this. Everybody's talking about that play they missed yesterday. Wouldn't have come down to that if Marcell Ozuna puts a little bit better throw together, right?
Probably not. I didn't actually get to see the play. I mean, all I've seen is
a screenshot of it. Just put it in Twitter. It'll come right up. You got to see it, man.
I heard it was bad.
His Ozuna's throw had a very Barry Bonds to the 92 NLCS vibe to it. But at least Sid Bream hit the plate. I mean, nobody denies that it was a close play, but he hit the plate. Nobody in the Pirates feels robbed over that one.
I mean, I don't think he's ever touched the plate, has he?
No, he didn't. I don't think so. That is the Top 4 at 4. It's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. We appreciate their long-running sponsorship of our program and all things Fan Run. And if you are looking for a dentist who is local, who's part of our community, not just some guy who's coming through working at a big dental factory, basically, you see these places popping up and the dentist only stays there for 2 or 3 months. I don't know about you. I like to know my dentist. I like to have it somebody I can trust. That's Dr. Stephen Malone and Dr. Michael Costa over at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Malone's been practicing dentistry here for 25 years now, a quarter century. In Knoxville is a great family-owned and operated practice over in West Knoxville, and they'll take great care of you and your family. Whether you need a routine dental cleaning or something a little bit more involved, a wisdom tooth removal, restorative procedure, talking about fillings, crowns, bridges, things like that, the new Invisalign procedure, which is all the rage to get your teeth straightened up, veneers, implants, things like that. They do it all at Knoxville Smiles. Contact them today at 865-539-1776 to set up your appointment. That's 539-1776, or just go online to KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Well, this is not sports related, but this is going to be a huge story in Knoxville this week. There has been another shooting around the Austin East campus, and this sounds like more of an actual school shooting. I don't know all the details right now, but this is blowing up on social media here locally. And Bear, I believe the third shooting around.
They've already lost 3 students in 3 months to gun violence.
And now they're saying multiple gunshot victims, including a KPD officer.
Yeah.
Man.
There are rumors flying right now. This is bad, bad, bad.
Well, I just hope those the victims pull through, man.
Yeah.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I know that like people in the community have been, I don't say getting mad, but okay, we've had 2 shootings there already, and now this, and before this, I know that there's a sense of urgency amongst government leaders and school board people and just parents of, this has got to stop, man. This can't be happening at all, and certainly not with any sort of regularity, and then this happens. I mean, this is going to be a disaster. So, thoughts and prayers for the people at in the Austin East community this afternoon here in Knoxville. 865-546-8200 puts things in perspective. We get to sit here and talk about sports, and we'll do that for another hour and a half. We do have Chris Burke set to join us here in hour number 3. He was on the call this weekend for a couple of those games. I believe the Saturday game, Rusty Enzer did a great job, and Bob Kessling. Those guys did a really good job, man. Shout out to
the— That's cool hearing Rusty, wasn't it?
Yeah, the SEC Network is just, it's pretty cool when you can watch all these baseball games on TV, man. We get spoiled, right? There was a time when
absolutely
you couldn't watch these
couldn't
things.
Get them.
Yeah, very cool.
I listened to, I wasn't feeling so hot yesterday. I ended up listening to the radio broadcast. And it was, I like listening to baseball sometimes just on the radio.
I mean, you talk about, when I think about my growing up in baseball, a huge part of it was just playing Little League, but just being a huge Braves fan, and I can't tell you how many nights I fell asleep listening to WLIL out of Lenore City, 7:30 a.m., and they were the Braves affiliate. They had Skip Carey, Don Sutton, Pete Van Wieren, Ernie Johnson, and those guys would rotate, man, and that's the soundtrack of my youth, man. Nothing like listening to baseball on the radio, particularly when it's done well. John Wilkerson does an incredible job.
Indeed he does. It was a good listen yesterday afternoon.
Shout out to John Hodge. Bear, did you see the picture I sent? Hodge said that he was sending us something. It was a surprise, and I didn't know what it was, and
yeah, you better not chew it all and go through it all before I get back to the station this week. Hopefully I'll be back in Wednesday, maybe tomorrow. You never know.
John Hodge sent us an industrial package of Double Bubble.
I love Double Bubble.
I had a piece of, I don't know if you could hear me smacking it, but I ran through a piece of the apple flavor pretty quickly. Mm.
It's pretty good stuff.
I didn't even really know that they had, grab this package here, all these different flavors. What you got? Grape, looks like. I might have to try a piece of that. And then what's this red one? Watermelon. Oh, watermelon. That's going to be unbelievable.
You take all the watermelon you want. the most disgusting flavor.
You don't like
ever.
Watermelon? I bet you just like it. Original.
Oh, yeah. I mean, OG's is where it's at. But no, I hate watermelon. Don't eat watermelon. You put it on the list if you want to.
Really? I think it is disgusting. On the list. Watermelon?
I hate it.
You hate watermelon.
I hate it. I hate the flavor, hate the smell, texture, everything about it is disgusting.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just never liked it. It's gross.
How do you hate watermelon? I don't understand
it's
that.
It's just disgusting.
I kind of understand pineapple is on your list. Like, I kind of get that. Watermelon?
Yeah.
Oh, now people are telling me I need to read the list.
Oh.
I feel like we just did this.
Yeah, we did. I don't know if we need to. It's not time yet. You can.
Watermelon.
Yeah, I've never liked it, man. It's just one of those things. Absolutely, utterly disgusting.
All right, here we go.
I'd rather eat dirt.
All right, it is time for the ceremonial reading of the list of awesome things Bear hates. Here we go. Key lime pie. Dry fit shirts. Buffets. Thanksgiving dinner. Christmas. Screen doors. Field of Dreams. Pearl Jam. Zoos. Olive Garden breadsticks. King's Hawaiian rolls. Halloween. Red Panda. McDonald's. Hoosiers, Hot Tubs, Van Morrison, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cruises, The Great American Cookie Company, Braveheart, Spaceballs, Huey Lewis in the News, The Color Red, Trail Mix, Magic, Jelly Beans, Ben & Jerry's, Disney World, South Park, Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, Mike Leach, Strawberries, Pineapple, Jumbotrons, and watermelon. What's wrong with you?
Pretty accurate.
Who hurt you?
Nobody. It's very opinionated.
Yeah. Well, I'm very opinionated too, but I have good opinions. I like good things.
Watermelon's not one of them.
Let's get Phil in here. Phil, what's wrong with our boy? Watermelon. He doesn't like watermelon. Who doesn't like watermelon?
Well, I like watermelon except for the seeds. I guess you need to get the seedless watermelon.
Well, you just spit them out, man. Not everything in life is perfect, you know? And even in modern America, we have seedless watermelon. You can get that now. That's a thing.
Yeah. How come you didn't put Georgia Bulldogs on Bear's list?
I see what you did there. Are they awesome?
No, they're not.
Bear hates Georgia more than anything.
Yeah, I do.
But part of the list is it has to be universally beloved, right? And Georgia certainly is not universally beloved. But they are pretty good. They are pretty good. And they beat Vanderbilt. They took 2-3 from Vandy in baseball this weekend.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
How about that?
Well, like I said, if they get to split these next 2 weekends combined, Tennessee's still probably going to be number one in the East, right? Or the SEC or whatever they have it now.
Well, you have to win the Sunday game, and then you got to figure out a way to pick off one of those other two. But it's been a great start. First time since 1970, Phil, that Tennessee has won its first four series of the season in SEC play.
Yeah, I mean, I think in 1970, Tennessee had a commanding lead in football in the series. And then strange things happened in the 80s on.
Not since Bill Battle strode the sidelines of Shields-Watkins Field has Tennessee had this kind of start to a baseball season.
Oh, Lord. Was Connors Hallway playing as a freshman? Not 71, he was a freshman, wasn't it?
I don't know.
He was down at I would imagine, Johnson and Huntsville in 70. He wasn't here yet last time we did this.
He got here in 71 because he had set out as a freshman, right? He would have started if he had freshman eligibility back then. But I hate all that stuff over at Austin. They say that's horrible. And y'all talking about announcers. I remember back in the day hearing Milo Hamilton doing Braves games with Eddie Johnson. And, you know, of course, back then they had, you know, had Rico Cardi and Hank Aaron, and Joe Torre was there for a while. They had a pretty good lineup, but they, you know, couldn't do anything with it. But just had, they had Nuxie pitch, and that's about it.
What do you guys got? One World Series title?
Yeah, and a bunch of division titles.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry we didn't rack up a bunch of championships that we still claim back in, you know, the 1920s before people had automobiles and telephones. And
that's supposed to mean.
Back when there were only 8 teams and the game was segregated and everything. But yeah, you go on and crow about your 27 World Series titles. That's
rich. I didn't say anything.
Yes,
I'm just sitting here having a conversation with Phil.
What are you ripping the Yankees for, W?
Because they're
fake. All the franchises you pull for in all these sports are losers. The Oilers are losers. Well, historically, never done anything.
Well, pardon me for not being a front runner.
Well, I like to at least have a few gold rings in my lifetime. You know what?
Hey, it makes it sweeter. We waited from 51 to 98 for a consensus national championship. That was 48 years. So we've got a little under 30 years to go till our next one. At this rate,
you may be around for the next one, baby, if there is a next one. But
man,
I don't know. I think Tennessee's in worse shape now than they were when John Majors took it over.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, at least that team that Johnny Majors took over had Roland James on it and Jimmy Streeter. I mean, they had some all-SEC players. I don't, outside of Cade Mays, I don't see an all-SEC player on Tennessee's roster.
No, we are mysteriously devoid of talent. For a staff that was supposedly full of great recruiters, and Jerry Pruitt was an elite recruiter, and for a staff that was allegedly cheating, they sure as heck didn't leave us much to play with.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Now we got Barnes. He's got to do a little recruiting now. Hopefully they can. I know what I would do, though. If they can't land much on this post player, I'd go 4 guards. I'd move Triple J to exclusively the power forward position. And go for, if you get Matt McClung and put him with all these other guards, it'd be a deadly do. I mean, we could shoot a lot of threes and have fun. We may not win, you know. We get to the tournament, maybe get a Sweet 16, but at least it'd be exciting to watch. It'd be like Bruce Pearl's first team at Tennessee.
I don't, you know, it doesn't have to be, every season doesn't have to end in a championship. I'm not a win-at-all-coster. I expect this program to be in the NCAA tournament, and I'll save some sort of prediction or expectation until we know a little bit more about the team. Having a freshman point guard that's going to play such a big role in the transfer, you know, we don't know what we're going to get out of Powell. We don't know what we're going to get out of Fulkerson. There's just so many unknowns on this team. It's hard for me to sit there and say, yeah, this team should be the conference champion and go this far in the NCAA tournament. I don't think we're going to have enough information to make those kinds of predictions and expectations next year, Phil.
Not yet, but it looks to me like Alabama and Kentucky are going to be loaded next year. You see what they've been bringing in?
Yeah.
High school and transfer. Well, Arkansas has done a great job. Heck, even Vanderbilt's picked up a quality transfer. So
I hope
that Fulkerson comes back because he needs to be there to show leadership to these new post players, because we're going to probably have 2 or 3 new post players that have never played in the college level, and it would be nice to have some unless they recruit a grad transfer to come in and help. Fulkerson would be the only guy in there with a lot of experience in the post, because I don't think Euros or Carmel, I don't think play a lick.
Yeah, but you're going to see him out there if we don't add some guys.
Hopefully we don't see him. If we get BHH and Madu, that'd be a great start, wouldn't it? I'd like to get Garrison Garrison Brooks from North Carolina. That'd be perfect for Tennessee.
Yeah, I saw where Tennessee fans are not super optimistic about getting him, but we'll see, Phil. He got some work to do yet to build this roster out.
And there's a 7-footer out at Gonzaga who didn't play this year.
Yeah, I saw that.
He has a good, nice-looking hairdo. He probably fit in well at Tennessee, you know.
What kind of hairdo are we talking about here? Mohawk?
He's got orange in his hair.
He's got orange hair.
Yeah, do you see? Remember the national championship? He didn't play, but he was a little bit. He played earlier in the year. It actually helped him a little bit. But I guess you know you got those big guys that got it going.
Bear, how do you feel about a big man transfer from Gonzaga with orange hair?
I get down with it. I don't care about his hair. Big man transfer from Gonzaga would be pretty cool, though.
We've been talking. I will be interested to hear an update on this soon, but one thing that has to happen, if Fulke's coming back, he's got to grow the hair back out. I mean, that was a clear difference between his junior season and this past season. He's got to get the hair back.
Way too clean cut. Yep. He needs to get that. Needs to get his beard his beard and his hair needs to be grown back out. Mm-hmm. Needs to get his old, you know, JC look going again.
Got
to
get that Steve Prefontaine vibe going.
Yeah, did Kessler end up going back to North Carolina?
That's what I'm hearing. I don't know if that's official yet, but that was the
word. I hope he does so Jamie won't be calling him and praising Butt Pearl. See.
Thank you, Phil. Yeah, Vandy, I heard, was in on the kid from, I think, Minnesota, Liam Robbins.
Liam.
You like Liam?
It's a pretty good name, strong name. Liam Gallagher. Liam, who's a kid from Tennessee right now? Liam, is it Liam Spencer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Liam's it's a strong name.
Liam Spence.
Liam Spence, that's it. Yeah.
It's our leadoff hitter.
Liam Smith. Maybe your parents should have called you Liam.
It wasn't really an N name, I don't think, in the South circa 1979, 1980.
Probably not, no.
Liam Robbins averaged 12 points, 6.6 rebounds per game, 7-footer. He is also, here's a useless history nugget for you, he is also the nephew of former Tennessee assistant Ed Conroy, was on Buzz Peterson's staff, who he himself is a nephew of the famous American author Pat Conroy. Have you ever read Pat Conroy, Bear?
I tried to read that Prince of Tides book. Didn't really do anything for me. I did like The Great Santini, though.
It's one of my favorites.
And what else? What else did he write? He wrote a book about the Citadel.
The Lords of Discipline.
Yeah, that was a good one. Might have to pull that one out again. I've got it somewhere.
He wrote a really good nonfiction book, too, about he was a college basketball player at the Citadel called My Losing Season. Very good.
Yeah. I like the Citadel.
It's always struck me as kind of weird.
The Citadel?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just kind of weird. It's like
just a military school. That's all.
But is it? It's kind of tied in with the military, but not really. I've never understood it.
And they've got say not really if you go there.
Oh yeah,
friends that went there and they were in the military.
Yeah, it's not.
One ended up being a Marine and the other in the Navy.
So, Bob Thomas, the superintendent, says the school building has been secured and students who were not involved in the incident have been released to their families. Austin and East was locked down
It was a hard lockdown.
Half an hour ago.
Yeah, it sounds pretty scary over there. So,
Quick timeout. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Stay with us. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Tennessee could be on the verge of landing the first high school commitment of the Josh Heupel era. A lot of buzz around Murfreesboro Riverdale's Elijah Herring, 6'2", 225, outside linebacker. getting some crystal balls on the 247 network for Tennessee. The Rivals guys also seem to think that he is a heavy Tennessee lean at this point. Michigan seems to be the big competition there, so pretty good. Pretty good when you're competing against Michigan, I would say. And, heck, they came in and stole the top linebacker out of state last year, so.
Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't even try and get that kid.
Junior Colson?
No, who's the other one? He had kind of a funny name. What was the kid's name? He's from Upper East Tennessee. Prince. Went
Collin.
To Notre Dame.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Junior Colson. Obviously, it's going to – time will tell. Colson was the higher-rated prospect. So, Elijah Herring is, not a huge rate. He's a consensus three-star. But here's the thing here, Bear. Apparently, he has a younger brother who is
– okay,
yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, who's going to be one of the – and I'm not saying that he's not – can't be a decent – like I said, Michigan's recruiting him. But maybe they're just recruiting him to get the brother, too. I don't know, man. It's recruiting. Who knows?
It just never seems to work out for us when we start going down that road.
Well, it seems like we do that all the time here lately, right?
Yeah. We end up getting screwed, seems like.
I don't know,
man. On these package deals?
Yeah, we took
come out ahead on this.
We took Jabari Small, basically, to get Omari Thomas, and they both – seem like really nice prospects right now.
Yeah. Who was that one we took back in the day with Derek?
Nash Nance.
Yeah.
But it would have been worth it if Derek could have kept his head screwed on straight. You can't deny he was a great talent.
Oh, he's one of the most talented receivers that's, just raw ability that's ever shown up here.
You would have done that again, right?
With Derek?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take a chance on him.
The one that was a total disaster was it Bo Hardigree and Daniel Brooks from the Mid-State?
Yeah, that didn't really work out for us.
No.
I guess Brooks did a little bit, did he? Or did he?
I don't think so. He was troubled while he was here, and then he got his life on track and had passed away, unfortunately, in a terrible accident.
Yeah. Who was it that we took instead of Patrick Willis? That was a former special there.
Yeah, but he went to Ole Miss. I don't. It's not like every Alabama and LSU and everybody else was beating down the door. That happens sometimes, I mean, you watch any NFL draft in the first round, and there are going to be guys from North Dakota State and wherever that you're like, how did he slip through the cracks, It really sucks when it's in state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Fulmer had a pretty good run there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To me, the Randall Cobb thing is a lot more egregious than Patrick Willis, even though Willis was, probably a better player.
I don't know. Cobb, Harrison Smith, the Claybo, Tyson Claybo, the Reynolds kid. He had a lot of misses, man. A lot of misses. Mishandled him, didn't offer him. You still see that. That's the one that kills me is when they don't offer. And they string these kids along, and then that just pisses them off. And then they're just not going to come here. And they slow played Amari Rodgers forever. They slow played, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, most of the skill talent that won Clemson's national championships are going to come here at one point. And Butch thought it'd be a good idea to go recruit, I don't know. Let's not get back into that.
Well, it seems like Heupel early on is more apt to take a marginal in-state guy. And maybe that's just by necessity because of the uncertainty and everything with the NCAA investigation. Maybe it's just unrealistic to expect him to dip down into Texas or Florida or California, wherever, to get a big-time recruit. And it's like, well, if we're going to take a flyer on somebody, we might as well take one on a kid from Murfreesboro Riverdale, great program in the Mid-State, who, oh, by the way, his younger brother is really going to be something special. And try and repair some of these fractured relationships with Tennessee high school football coaches and within the state, so that when you do get through whatever it is Tennessee's about to go through, thanks to Jeremy Pruitt and his rogue regime, you'll come out of it having made some goodwill with some of the
people.
Yeah,
I mean, there's definitely some fences that need to be mended across the state at a lot of high schools. I know that. And, you know, I mean, hell, there's some here in town.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're doing that heavy lifting right now, because it can pay dividends down the line for certain. Folks, speaking of paying dividends, you know, one of the things you got to love about betting on basketball is all the player props that are available over at FanDuel Sportsbook. You can combine multiple props from the same game to score an even bigger payout. We call it the same game parlay bet. You can only find them on FanDuel. So what is the same game parlay bet, you may ask? Well, they've got so many different market options over there. When you're talking about the player point total, rebounds, assists, things like that, the money line, the over under, the point spread, you can combine them up. You can root for your favorite players. You can do an all vol parlay at different times, and it's a chance to put a small bet down and possibly win big. Odds are high, which results in great payouts. So again, the money line, the point spread, you can bet on who's going to score the first basket. You can bet on, is player X going to score more than 10, more than 15, more than 20. Same thing with rebounds, assists, three-pointers, steals, blocks, just about anything you can imagine. They've got it over at FanDuel. Really fun way. Once we get closer to the NBA playoffs, you're going to have more and more fun watching the NBA, and you always kick it up a notch when you're betting on FanDuel. As always, new users get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just place a bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 in site credit back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. We love FanDuel. Their app is super easy to use. The withdrawals are always fast. The odds boosts and specials and promotions are always fantastic. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app if you haven't already and try a same-game parlay. Use our promo code DRIVE1 at sign-up. That's promo code DRIVE1 so they know we sent you. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Well, it was kind of odd being over there, Bear, and not seeing number two under
the deuce. Garantano, huh?
Hotel Garantano is out west. And he's doing Hotel Garantano things, Bear. Have you been keeping up with JG?
I have not.
You haven't?
No.
Well, let me give you a little update, all right?
Okay.
Wazoo had their first big scrimmage. You know, they run the run and shoot out there. They got a dude from Hawaii who's coaching there now, took over for Leach.
Okay.
Rolovich, I believe, is his name. And so they're going to be throwing it all over the place. JG says he's picking it up. He's picking up the system, Bear.
Let's see what happens when the lights come on.
Well, they had their first scrimmage Saturday. Garantano, a very efficient 8-for-8 passing for 115 yards. How about that?
Okay.
That well-known high Jarrett Garantano completion percentage. That doesn't just go away, Bear.
No. He's right up there with Peyton Manning, Russ, you know.
Unlike JG as your quarterback, that high completion percentage doesn't just go away. I'm sorry. That was a cheap shot. What am I doing? That's a college kid. Why didn't you stop me, Bear? Why did you?
Because I'm all about it.
Why did you let me walk down that path? That's not okay.
We'll always go down that path. It's fun.
JG says, quote, I've had a bunch of quarterbacks coaches and a bunch of offensive coordinators I love Coach Rolovich. He's one of my favorites. Think he likes him better than Chaney?
Probably so, because he's his new coach. At least that's what he'll tell everybody.
He says, as far as being a leader in the locker room, he says some of the veterans helped him with the transition. He says, quote, those guys helped me a little bit in making the transition. This is an older team, so there isn't too much of an age gap. It was nice for those guys to hit me up as soon as I committed. He said, I came in with the idea I wanted to make relationships first and over time get to know the guys better and resume a leadership role later. It's not easy going into locker room and saying, quote, I'm going to be the big man here. You have to show the guys how hard you're willing to work.
He always says the right stuff.
Ah, that renowned JG work ethic. You think Washington State fans have any idea what they're getting themselves into?
None. None whatsoever.
You can check out any time you want, but you can never leave Washington State. Man, I'm getting, I don't know if this is a terrible segue, but I'm getting notifications from the Reuters app on my phone about the AE
Austin
shooting.
East. Oh, yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
This is just terrible. Do we know anything else? Past couple of minutes?
Nothing that we, nothing I'd feel comfortable saying.
It's on CNN breaking news now.
Man, there's a lot of rumors flying, so. We're on the national news now.
Yep.
That's great.
All right, stay with us. The drive continues. You want to jump in, take a shot, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline, 546-8200. Back with more right after this. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russell and Bear back with you. Cruise along with you, Monday afternoon edition of the show. We have Chris Burke, former baseball vault, scheduled to join coming up here in about a little less than an hour, about 5:30 on the show. As we gotta start developing some baseball guests. For the longest time, it was just Rusty Enser. It was the only one that wanted to come on and talk baseball with us, Bear. And now we've got, of course, Coach Vitello is a regular contributor and guest to the show. It's been a while since had a chance to pick Chris Burke's mind, and certainly kind of like Rusty, he's a guy that bleeds orange and big Tennessee baseball guy, and I'm sure he's very excited about things that are going on with the program, and I'll be fired up to get his opinion on the possibilities this weekend against Vanderbilt, man. Another huge series at Lindsey Nelson this week.
Yeah, this is a big one.
We got to get in there, man. You and me. You'll be feeling better by this weekend, right?
It should be, hopefully. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You go to a game with me?
Yeah. Yeah, if you can get us tickets. I'm not paying $300 or anything.
Well, no.
But yeah, I mean, I had a ticket to this past weekend's game, and just, shout out to my buddy Joe. I just couldn't answer the bell, man. Would have loved to have. My big problem is I'm gonna have to sit in the shade, bro.
Not a lot of shade over at Lindsey Nelson.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of problematic for me. I mean, how long was I out in the sun Friday? Just a few minutes, and now I about burnt myself to a crisp. I guess I could put on sunscreen. That old sunscreen.
Slather you up with some SPF 55.
Yeah, you know me. I don't really love them. I've never been a big sunscreen believer.
Oh, wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe sunscreen should go on the list. What do you mean you've never been a big sunscreen believer? What does that mean?
I've never been a big sunscreen guy.
You're a sunscreen truther? Like, you don't think it works?
I mean, I know it works, but I tan. I mean, are you forgetting the great tan off of 2016?
Everybody tans.
Chance Collins and I went head to head.
What?
I smacked him around in that tan off. That was a golden god that summer. He was all pale.
Yeah, you're going to have to wear sunscreen.
Yeah, I realize that now. Yeah. But no, normally I don't wear sunscreen.
Ever?
Maybe the first time I wear like an 8 or a 12.
Oh,
but then
man.
I just turn brown.
Not to get all, I hope you don't mind talking about this, but you know, you're battling the big C. I know
yeah.
it has nothing to do with the sun, but now that you're going down this road, like, are you more respectful and wary of other cancers that could befall you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you'd have to be an idiot not to. Yeah, I'm very careful now. And I think I said when I first announced to everybody, a lifetime of questionable decisions and, you know, somewhat suspect judgment. I've only really got one regret, and that's ever, you know, what you told me. As the great George Carlin said, just a good rule of thumb, don't suck on things that are on fire. So.
Don't do that. And have respect for that sun. I greased up. I greased up today before I went on my morning walk. The SPF 50.
Oh, yeah.
Back of my neck, my ears, face. Because I was the same way. I think most people probably, Adam Hickman probably thinks we're a bunch of old dudes right now. But you put on the sunscreen. I know you work outdoors a lot up there in Sevierville.
I'm typically naturally pretty tan. So I really don't have to worry about it.
That's not what I asked you.
You still got to worry about it.
No, I don't wear sunscreen.
Yeah, you should.
You're going to have to.
Typically just avoid the
Nobody
sun.
Did at that age, though, man. I didn't start wearing it regularly until the doctor was like, dude, you know that stuff will kill you, right? You ever seen melanoma? Not fun.
It'll get you quick. It's one of the deadliest ones. One of my favorite actors, he got him. God, what's that guy's name? He's on Homeland. And then he played the guy on one of your favorite movies, Independence Day, Russ. The guy who said, that's not exactly accurate.
The dude from Star Trek?
No, he wasn't in Star Trek. He was in Independence Day.
Yeah. There was. If we go to, if we get in the Vanderbilt game and I could convince you to put on sunscreen and maybe one of those big hats.
I got a bucket hat. Yeah, I got a hat.
Yeah, I got one of those too. That's another thing. They hand your doctor when you start going to the doctor again when you get into your 30s, Adam. They hand you a tube of sunscreen and a bucket hat.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be down there with the legends, the LOLs.
Yeah. So we're gonna go with the LOLs.
Yeah, gotta show those kids how it's done.
Couple of old dudes. Adam, you're still in school. What? How would Bear and I be received
They'll think we've gone way too far. Those guys will.
By a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds.
They'll be flabbergasted if
what do you mean,
out of my mouth.
Are they going to welcome us, or are they going to say, get out of here, man?
I think you guys are pretty cool.
You think we're pretty cool?
Yeah.
Okay. We can hang?
You can hang.
Words and
age
how to string
just
words
a number.
Together.
You guys are both young in the heart and soul. That's all that matters.
They make us funnel beers. When's the last time you funneled a beer?
Been on more than 20 years.
You know who we're going to be, Bear? We're going to be Frank the Tank and Mitch from Old School. That's what it's going to be.
That's all right.
I don't know. Is it all right? Those guys were going through some stuff, as I recall.
Yeah. Last time I checked, me and you are too, Russ.
That's a good point, man. All right. Big one coming up this weekend, man. Got to take care of Western Carolina tomorrow. It's fun being a baseball school. I am adjusting to this. I can get down with this. This is not just us searching for something to be good at, something to cling to. We would do this anyway, Bear. Even if we were good at football and this basketball season had gone better, we would still be jumping on board this particular bandwagon. Because the coach is so cool, and SEC college baseball has become a big sport now, man. It's legit.
Yeah, it's the best baseball conference in the country. I mean, the SEC is just superior in every sport, but by far, I was talking with a buddy of mine over the weekend that I really think that we're probably a better baseball conference than any other sport. We're deeper.
Yeah. I agree.
Much better than football. I mean, football, what do we got? Like two or three teams? Basketball, like three or four. Baseball, we're seven, eight deep.
Let's see. Tennessee and Arkansas are 9-3 in conference play. Vanderbilt, South Carolina. Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Arkansas, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. That is five teams right there that I would say are capable of winning a College World Series. And then us, if you want to throw us in there. That's six teams that are top 10 type programs.
We got some stuff we need to correct for sure. I'm sure that got to be the first thing Coach Vitello.
Need a closer, man.
Tell us.
We need a closer.
Need a closer. We need to quit stranding people on base. We got people on base. We need to get them home.
More timely hitting for sure. Adam Hickman's got your top five at five. Coming up next, keep it tuned right here. It's Fan Run Radio.